Holy Lord, blessed Savior, be with us tonight. Help us to hear your word and to love as you love us. Amen. I really like Lent. It's a time of pageantry, a very special pageantry in the church year. We get to wear special purple vestments. There's somber artwork and music. And then there's those fabulous 3 days of liturgy leading to Easter. I got quite snarky in a church history class about the changes to this church season under certain British monarchs in the 16th century, when all six of the Lent and Easter services were dropped from the prayer book, except for Ash Wednesday. And even then, ashes were only optional. I realized that it upset me because I need to experience repentance and grace and forgiveness in my body. Feeling the gritty ashes or the texture of clay crosses in my hand. Mourning with the spoken laments. Recognizing that the Good Shepherd icon is not visible. Seeing the icons draped with purple cloth and rejoicing as a single paschal candle is carried into the dark church at Easter. Ours is a tactile faith. Jesus is the embodiment of love. Lent is a time when what we see, the music we hear, the words we say, all ask us to dive deep. It is a season of quietness when we are invited to go into the abyss, the hidden places of our hearts, the scary places. I think of how Jesus set his face for Jerusalem. Surely, surely he knew what would happen there. In contrast, this past Sunday with the Transfiguration, it was a glorious, light-filled experience, which, as Phil preached about, prepares us for this hard time ahead. And indeed, after that wonderful mountaintop experience, Jesus is mobbed by people demanding healing as soon as he gets into the valley. Isaiah today relates God's challenge to express our faith very directly, to put our money where our mouth is, to recognize that right relationship with the Holy One is impossible when we oppress workers or benefit from economic injustice, or when we cut ourselves and our resources off from those who are hungry and homeless and in need. Ours is a tactile, incarnate faith. In Matthew's gospel, we are challenged to prioritize our relationship with the Holy One out of sight of other people, instead of making sure that they all know the good things we've done and the gifts that we've given. No, that's not the point. We are invited today to the observance of a Holy Lent. And the suggestions include self-examination, giving something up, adding prayer, reading other spiritual practices. I encourage you to ask yourself, what will draw me closer to the Holy One? It's not about powering through some arduous time of deprivation on self-will, or adding a trifecta of perfect disciplines perfectly observed. It is more about considering, where is grace and joy breaking into your life? How can you pay more attention there? Maybe there's quiet joy when you're walking, maybe with your dog in the morning, that could be deepened by saying thank you to the Holy One for different blessings as you walk. Maybe instead of scooting past every greeter after a church service, you might try talking to one. about why you or they come to All Souls. Maybe it is spending some time every day with music or art that touches your heart and gives you a glimpse of awe. Where is grace and joy breaking into your life? Now, I'm sure you've noticed that today is also Valentine's Day, and the advertising all points to romantic sexual relationships as if those were the only relationships that exist. And there is one gift that you can give to a romantic partner, a friend, a family member, or the Holy One: your undivided attention. No one else can give that, only you, because you are uniquely created in the image of the Holy One. You are physically composed of molecules of stardust, and the Holy One longs for you to share that gift with those around you, and especially during this season, with God.